space being unoccupied in just 6 short days. A ballpark with as much history as any in the Carolina League comes to a close as the Wood Ducks move onward and upwards across state lines to Spartanburg and become the Hub City Spartanburgers next season. Green Jackets coming off a solid week, their first victory at home in a series since the early portion of June, as they took 4 games out of 7 against the Columbia Fireflies. Augusta able to play spoiler, nearly eliminating entirely the Fireflies' chances, slim as though they were entering the season, of a second-half series victory, and knocking off the first-place Charleston River Dogs. So the Green Jackets just looking to end on a high note. A handful of young players either making their debut last week or the week prior, and a couple more potentially doing so this series, as Green Jackets had a handful of roster moves this week, including the activation of Ethan Bagwell, the 6th-round right-hander out of the Illinois high school ranks, who is slated to make his debut potentially at some point this series. Rest of the rotation is to be determined. But tonight, it's another one of those youngsters who's been able to perform and prove themselves in the back half of this season. 18-year-old Luis Arestegueta gets the ball for the Green Jackets. Right-hander making his 4th appearance and 3rd start since being promoted from the FCL in the back portion of July. Made his debut with the team on August 14th, and last time out not just tied his career high in ball games, but also took his first decision as he got the loss, 5 solid innings against the Fireflies, but was on the wrong side of a 3-0 shutout. All 3 runs came in that 9th inning against Arestegueta. 2 hits, including a 2-run shot from Hyung Chan that ended the ball game unsuccessfully for Arestegueta. He'll look to bounce back against a Wood Ducks team that has dropped 4 straight themselves, but were completely one-sided in neutralizing the Green Jackets when these two teams met a month prior. In the first full week of August, Down East came to SRP Park for the only time this season and promptly swept Augusta. The Green Jackets swept at home for the first and only time this year and were outscored by 25 runs, including the last 29 innings of that series, all being shutouts for the Green Jackets. It was not an offensive week to remember. The Green Jackets, a much different lineup, as we first started to see in that Sunday series finale when a rash of new draft picks made their way up to the Green Jackets, and a few still remain. We mentioned there were roster moves. Bagwell comes up. He's not alone in joining the squad, as old friend Cade Kern, who spent a majority of the season with the Green Jackets before being promoted at the beginning of August to High A Rome, returns back to Augusta for his 2nd stint, adding a little bit of power and a good speed combination to the corner outfield slots. And in return, 2 of this year's draft class have made their way up to the Rome Emperors for the first time. It's a very quick promotion for Herrick Hernandez, 4th rounder out of Miami, who made his pro debut less than a week ago with Augusta, went 11 up, 11 down in 3 2/3 perfect innings, struck out 7 of the 11 men he faced, and now he immediately moves up the ladder to the Emperors. We also bid goodbye to Pat Cloizzi, who reached base in 21 of the 22 games he played in a Green Jacket uniform. He was a key piece at the top half of the lineup in nearly every ball game he played, so Cloizzi will certainly be missed. You hope that Kern can make up the difference. It does take away a left-handed bat from Winston Sawyer's arsenal, but he sees a lefty on the other side, so the right-handers will be key tonight. It's Thomas Ireland taking the ball for his 4th consecutive start. Only appearance out of the pen this year for Ireland came against the Green Jackets in his single-A debut, and Ireland was phenomenal. 5 shutout innings, 3 hits, 5 Ks, and he got the win back on August 2nd. Ireland has allowed 1 run or fewer in 3 of his 4 outings since joining the Wood Ducks. Got battered around a little bit last time he was here. 5 hits and 4 runs in 5 innings, taking the loss against the Delmarva Shorebirds, who are a much better team in the second half. But the Green Jackets now on deck to close out this venerable ballpark. It's Augusta and Down East 6 more times to end off the 2024 campaign, and we're ready for it here on the Green Jacket Radio Network. Time for the national anthem with first pitch from Ireland on the other side. And so once again, we welcome you back into Granger Stadium, home of the Down East Wood Ducks. My name is Noah Adcock-Howarth. We're live with you on the Green Jacket Radio Network. Appreciate you being with us, although to be fair, here in Down East, you had no other choice. Only ballpark out of the 12 that does not offer a MILB TV package. And so in this classic ballpark, it's baseball in the classic sense. Old school on the radio to finish out the 2024 season. Augusta having won 4 out of 7. Comes into the final road trip of the year looking for a better outcome than the last time they saw Down East, where they were swept at home for the only time this year in 6 games. Green Jacket lineup sees the G unit back at the top, Luis Guanipa in center, John Heal at short, and Junior Garcia in left. Titus Dimitri moves into the cleanup role in right field with Will Verdung behind him at first. Old friend Cade Kern back down after a month in high A Rome. He's DHing tonight as he bounces back. Mason Guerra's in third. Harry Owens behind the plate, a multi-home run week last series against the Fireflies. And Wilmer De La Cruz, who had the walk-off winner in the final home game of the season, rounding out the order at third base. Manager Winston Sawyer's squad going up against Thomas Ireland, the left-hander making his 4th start and 5th overall appearance for the Wood Ducks. 13th rounder way back in 2021 out of Polk State Junior College. But after an injury-filled first 18 months as a pro, Ireland in his 2nd full season of availability, 2nd stint with the Wood Ducks, he has been very, very good. As we mentioned in the pregame show, 3 out of 4 outings he's given up 1 run or fewer, including a very strong bounce-back outing last time against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. On the road, 4 1/3, 3 hits, a run. The only run came on a solo homer from the Myrtle Beach squad that leads the Carolina League in long balls. Ireland does not have a ton of strikeouts this year, only has 14 in 19 innings with Down East, but mixes a handful of different offerings from a three-quarter slot on the left-hand side. Green Jackets have struggled mightily against lefties this season and will try to end that spell against Ireland, who was phenomenal last time he saw Augusta. Perfect day for baseball, 77 and sunny here in Kinston, North Carolina, and Ireland gets us started as Guanipa pops up the first pitch he sees and floats it out of play. Good chase from Julian Brock behind the plate, but it bounces its way onto the concourse. 6:34 is your start time, a few minutes beyond the initial intended time of 6:30. We'll be at 6:30 tonight and each of the next 2, a 7 o'clock start for fireworks on Friday, 5 on Saturday, and then 1 o'clock to end the season. 0-1 to Guanipa, swatted straight back into the net, nothing in 2. It's a very short backstop here in Kinston, so you feel like you're right on top of home. Certainly something to monitor for these base runners. Back-to-back fastballs, 0-2 on Guanipa. Ireland to the plate, the changeup outside. Still waiting to see if the stadium radar gun will activate. Ireland generally 90 to 92 from the left side. Good movement on just about everything he throws, the 1-2. Below the knees and blocked by Brock to even the count. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Guanipa, who was activated off the injured list in the middle of the previous series against Columbia. Missed about 8 days with a brief calf issue. And looks to be as close to 100% as you could ask for this late in the season. Fastball called, strike 3 on the inside corner. Ran back to the inner edge and Guanipa down looking to begin the day for Ireland. Tom is able to lock up the right-handed center fielder. Guanipa goes down looking, bringing up John Heal, trying to be the first base runner of the game early. Lefties and righties very even against Ireland, 262 versus 267. That's between 2 levels this year, FCL and single-A. Changeup outside to Heal, 1-0. John Heal 5 for 23 last week, stole 3 bases in 4 tries. And takes the fastball on the inside corner, 1-1. Early on, the glove side heater for the lefty Ireland is working very well. Starts off the inside corner and then runs back to the edge. Brock has the target at the knees, a ball and a strike on John Heal. Slider low and in, 2-1. Green Jackets auctioned off their Warrior Wednesdays on Sunday. That was the 2nd of the uniform combos available on the road, so you'll see the road gray on gray every game this series for Augusta. Heal ahead 2-1, a high leg kick for Ireland, and he finds the top of the zone with the fastball. Wood Ducks in their black home primary jerseys with DEWD, Down East Wood Ducks spelling dudes across the front in green script. 2-2. Inside corner, called strike three on heel. Backed away, a close pitch and a good frame from Brock. Two up, two down. Junior Garcia will step in as the first lefty against Ireland. We take a look at the defensive down east. Left to right on the outfield, it's Keith Jones, Jose De Jesus, and Marcos Torres. Esteban Mejia at third, Echedri Vargas at short, Casey Cook at second, and Pablo Guerrero at first, with Julian Brock catching. First pitch to Junior Garcia. Slider whiffed through by the stalwart left-hander. Nothing and one. Junior 162 on the year. Very good at bats his last couple weeks. The swing and miss is still there, but he continues to show good patience. Fastball off the outside corner is called strike two. Big zone early from Cam Jones. He's the home plate umpire. Sam Harris is in the field. Jones consistently wide for both sides. The 0-2. Slider bounced away. No sooner did we mention in the top that Ireland does not have a ton of strikeouts this year, at least at the single-A level, 14 and 19 innings, and he's one pitch away from striking out the side. Another 0-2 from Thomas. And he gets strike three swinging. Garcia goes fishing. First forward strikeout of the night. But Ireland retires the side each via the punch out. Three up, three down. And we will see Luis Aristigueta on the mound for the Green Jackets when we come back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Carlos Maldonado's offense was phenomenal last time these two teams met, and the lineup has not changed very much since then. Jose De Jesus leading off, the switch inning center fielder. Vargas, Cook, and Brock behind him. Julian Brock absolutely dominated the Green Jackets last time. Jesus Lopez and Pablo Guerrero 5-6 with Mejia, Keith Jones in his pro debut, and Marcos Torres rounding it out against Luis Aristigueta. 18-year-old in his fourth appearance and third start with the Green Jackets. Fastball, changeup, and slider from the right side. And he begins with a fastball at 91, tipped off the mitt of Harry Owen. De Jesus was phenomenal when these two teams previously met against the Green Jackets. 11 for 23. All 11 were singles for the switch hitter. Aristigueta, the 0-1, bounced softly towards second base. Charging in, Wilmer De La Cruz, an easy flip to first for the first out of the bottom half. On the Green Jacket defense for the men in gray, Garcia, Guanipa, and Dimitru left to right in the outfield. Mason Guerra, Will Verdung on the corners, third and first respectively. John Heal and Wilmer De La Cruz up the middle. Harry Owen catches, and in steps Echedri Vargas. Vargas from the right side against Aristigueta on the outside corner. Luis will sit 90-92, was up to 94 last time out. Rocks into the windup. Breaking ball tapped towards third base. Mason Guerra, routine play. Four pitches, two groundouts, and everything's been in the zone for Aristigueta. Wood Ducks scored early and often when these two teams met, but the pitching is much improved since then. Aristigueta, Raven Antonio, Owen Hackman have all been added. It is a completely new-look rotation. Here's Casey Cook, who was not on the roster last time these two teams saw each other. Fastball begins the at-bat low and inside to the lefty. Cook stands open from the left-hand side. Arestegueta out of the windup. Second pitch once again bounced on the infield. It's John Heel who sets and throws. How about that? Six pitches, five in the zone, and each infielder save for the first baseman gets a look. Arestegueta three up, three down, and a rapidly paced first inning comes to a scoreless conclusion.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Thomas Ireland punched out this side. 1-2-3 in the first. Got Guanipa and Heel looking both with inside fastballs and then had the lefty Junior Garcia fishing at a slider to go 1-2-3. Titus Dimitri will lead off. Neither side issuing a base runner in the first inning. Titus, who had a bit of an up and down week last series but did have his first three-hit game as a pro, tries to continue that positivity early in the week. First pitch from Ireland is tapped towards third base. It's foul and picked up by Mejia for strike one. A majority of the infield currently in shade here in Kinston. The mound itself a rare exception. Sunlight dotting in amongst the clouds. All of the outfield still in the sun. Change up out. A ball and a strike for Ireland. Green Jackets opting to keep primarily a right-handed lineup, one lefty and one switch hitter in the order, so 8 of the 9 will bat from the right side. Back foot breaking ball misses in on Dimitri, 2 balls and a strike. Defense on the infield shifts to the pull side against Titus. He does have a tendency to go pull heavy, especially on the ground. Ireland the 2-1, and it's rifled straight back by Dimitri. Got the fastball in on the hands. That's working very well early. Titus acknowledging that after he watched both Guanipa and Heel strike out looking on a similar pitch. Count even at 2-2. Ireland working quickly. And it's pop back foul once again, this time over the first base dugout where the Green Jackets reside this series. More foul territory on the infield than outfield here at Granger Stadium. And as we mentioned in the top of the first, almost no space behind home plate before you get to the padded backstop. Sixth pitch of the at-bat from Ireland to Titus Dimitri. Target is at the knees, 2 shakes, and now Ireland coming home. Swatted out into right field. Torres was playing shallow, looking up, and it will short hop off the base to the wall. Titus looking for two. He'll cruise in standing with a leadoff double. First hit, first base runner, and first extra base hit all in one swing. Dimitri gets the leadoff knock in the second. And the Green Jackets have their first man in scoring position. Getting men at second or further has not been the issue over the last couple weeks for Augusta's offense. Getting somebody from scoring position to home is where the offense has been up and down. But with nobody on Titus's fifth double of the season, you're in a solid position for Will Verdung, the team leader in RBIs, playing in his 101st game of the season. They'll check over to first base. They want to appeal whether or not Titus touched the bag. He's in safely. There's a safe call issued, and now Winston Sawyer wants to talk to Cam Jones. Sawyer's got his hands up. He wants both umpires' attention. He'll bring Sam Harris over to him. Ireland stepped on the mound, then stepped off, And now they want to bring Winston Sawyer back over after a brief conversation between Sam and Camp. There was no debate that Dimitru did not touch first. Sam Harris gave a very quick safe signal. But now Sam Harris is the one doing the talking and doing the explaining. Winston wants to understand why that was issued and how you are available to do so, having already stepped on the mound if you're Ireland. And now there's an out call, so they've changed the call. Sam Harris pointed to first and said safe, but then Cam Jones points at Dimitru and says out. We'll hope to get an explanation on that. That's a big change in call, and that is early insertion of the umpires for out number one. Fastball in on Will Verdung. So nobody aboard and one out. And we remain hesitant on what exactly the call was. Ball and no strikes on Verdung. Will pops one out in a medium deep center field. Drifting in now Jose De Jesus. He's got plenty of space. Two up, two down. Sam Harris pointed to first and said safe. So that should have been the end of the conversation, but it was Cam Jones who called for a conversation. And then he made the call. Cam Jones and Winston Sawyer had a lot of bad blood dating back to the Fayetteville series at the end of May. Cade Kern now bats in his return to Augusta, taking a slider at the top of the zone. Five up, five down, counting that strange occurrence to lead off the inning. 0-1 off the inside corner to Kern. Cade hit a buck 97 with the Green Jackets, left with five long balls and 22 driven in. Added another home run to his season in his brief time with the Emperors. Slider tapped towards third base and foul, quickly hooking out of play. Count 1-2. Ireland looking to go 1-2-3 for the second consecutive inning by way of that out on the bases. The 1-2 from the windup. Strike 3 swinging on the fastball. Kern goes fishing off the outside corner. 4 Ks. In a pair of perfect frames for Thomas Ireland.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Well, we return to Granger Stadium for the bottom of the second. A very odd 1-2-3 top half. It appeared to be a leadoff double for Titus Dimitru. He was called out for missing first base. Now, what threw us up here was the fact that Sam Harris immediately made a safe call. Apparently, there was an appeal from Carlos Maldonado, the Down East skipper, saying correctly that Sam Harris was not looking at first, and so Cam Jones overruled him behind the plate. Julian Brock leading off against Luis Arestegueta. First pitch fastball misses outside, right on right. Brock, 255 this year, has been one of the primary catchers for this roster. Luis to the windup. Rifles in the fastball at the bottom of the zone. An even 90 with good arm side run to even the count at one. Brock 10 for 22 with a pair of extra bases hits and four driven in the five games he saw against Augusta. Front door slider off the inside corner, 2-1. The outfield shifts to the opposite way slightly. The infield pull heavy with the second baseman De La Cruz just a step to the right of second. 2-1 to Brock. Cracked out to center field. Guanipa two steps to his right. Barely has to move on the line drive, and the leadoff man is retired. Luis Guanipa has used 9 pitches to get 4 outs to start his day, and coming off tying his career high with 5 innings of relief last Wednesday, the efficiency early is a gorgeous thing to see for Winston Sawyer. Jesus Lopez bats now from the left side. A very lefty-heavy roster for Down East. Check swing. Appeal to first did not go. Cam Jones did not appeal immediately, but finally got the request after the dugout started asking for it. 1-0 cut through by Lopez to even the count. Lopez standing tall and very close to the plate from the left side. Catcher by trade working as the DH today. Off the end of the bat, softly towards left field. Junior Garcia in and to his right. 2 up, 2 down. Down East has 5 left-handers and 4 righties in the order. There's only one portion where it's back-to-back from the right side, and that's where we stand right now. Pablo Guerrero, the 18-year-old first baseman, will dig in right on right. Guanipa looking for another 1-2-3 inning to match Ireland on the other side. Slider, strike 1 down the center. Pablo Guerrero made his pro debut or his full season debut against Augusta a month prior. The 0-1 is chased in the dirt to make the count 0-2. Guerrero in his first 6 games in a Wood Duck uniform, 5-for-23, including a home run. 0-2 from Arestigueta. Slider a little too far outside. The breaking ball is the best pitch for Luis, a good sweeping slider. Luis 6-3 from the right side, very long-limbed. It's whippy action on the arm, and he gets good extension down the mound. Ahead 1-2 on Guerrero from the windup. Back to the slider, called strike 3 on the inside corner. First punch out for Luis Arestigueta, and he will indeed match the 6th straight retired by Thomas Ireland. An early pitcher's duel to start off the final week of the season here in Down East.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in section 107, row C, seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with them.
Mason Guerra leading off the top of the third, 7-8-9 for Augusta, first time through against Thomas Ireland, who has now gone a combined 7 scoreless innings in the 2 outings he's thrown against the Green Jackets. Entering the day, lefties really pounding against Augusta. Green Jackets hitting just 164 against Southpaws, and Guerra takes a called strike around the inside corner. Julian Brock, a very good framing catcher behind the dish. Former Louisiana Ragin' Cajun, 0-1 to Guerra, stays outside to even the count. Primarily fastball changeup to righties. The only lefty was Junior Garcia. He got a healthy diet of sliders left on left. Ireland out of the windup. The 1-1 is slashed out to center field on a line for DeJesus. He'll drift back into the shadows and make the catch. Leadoff man retired for the 3rd straight inning. Ireland has faced the minimum. It will bring Harry Owen, the catcher, to the plate. Only 2 hits last week. Only one that was actually credited to the previous series, as the first of two home runs for Harry. Went back to the suspended game from July 6th. Owen first pitch swinging, a pop-up on the right side. First baseman Pablo Guerrero into foul territory, has plenty of space for a quick second out. Both sides completely pitching heavy to begin. Down east, a team that favors the long ball significantly more than the Green Jackets. Nobody out of the 120 full-season minor league units have fewer home runs than Augusta. Here's Wilmer De La Cruz, switch hitter going from the right side against Ireland. He'll slash through the first pitch slider, nothing in one. De La Cruz, 167 against lefties, 208 against righties for a total of 203. So he's been a bit better from the left side, albeit in a significantly higher sample size. 0-1 from Ireland. Pulls off De La Cruz, able to tip it back off the body of Brock, nothing in two. Brock will get a bit of time from Cam Jones. Changeup fading away from the bat of Wilmer De La Cruz. Both Ireland and Arestigueta known to be working quickly. That has certainly been the case tonight. Neither one slowing down for a second. The 0-2 stays outside on the slider. Target was that direction from Brock, looking for the backdoor breaking pitch. Unsuccessful. 1-2. Outfield shallow all the way around on the 9-man. Ireland high kick and outside once again. Same pitch, same result. Both times Julian Brock has had to dive to his backhand side. Jackets looking for their first base runner to stick after Titus Dimitriou had a leadoff double washed out by missing first base in inning number two. 2-2 delivery. Tipped into the mitt of Brock. He holds tight on the fastball. Five strikeouts in three scoreless innings for Thomas Ireland. He has faced the minimum. And Arestigueta once again out to try to match the output.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
It's a more than familiar situation early. Scoreless through 2.5 and the brewings of a pitcher's duel to start off the series here in Kinston, North Carolina. Green Jackets came on the wrong side of a 6-0 series sweep when Down East came to town a month prior. Here to close out Granger Stadium in its 76th year of existence. Augusta starting off scorelessly. Esteban Mejia begins the bottom of the third. Hitting from the right side against Arestigueta, drops down a bunt to the third base side. Arestigueta, the bare hand, off-balance throw wildly towards right field. Over the head of Verdung, Mejia will look for second and get in safely. Green Jackets have had issues over the last week and a half defending the bunt. Arestigueta throwing a little bit haphazardly. Would have been tough to get Mejia anyways. We'll see how it gets scored. No matter what, there's an E1 in play. It remains to be seen whether or not they're going to give Mejia an infield single. Regardless, the Wood Ducks have their first base runner, and Arestigueta will work out of the stretch for the first time. It has been confirmed to be a single and an E1 on Luis Arestigueta. And here is the professional debut of Keith Jones II from the left side. First pitch swinging. That's down into left field. A late wave around for Mejia to the plate. Garcia launches a missile to home and out by a country mile. Mejia didn't even bother to slide. A dangerous delayed send from Carlos Maldonado, the skipper at third. Mejia stuttered a bit around third base, and Junior Garcia just airmails everything on the cutoff. Hits Harry Owen between the eyes, and poor Mejia never had a shot. So Keith Jones on his first pitch he sees as a pro, their ninth rounder out of New Mexico State, gets hit number one. And he's into second base. However, he does not have an RBI. Jones at second, one out for Marcos Torres. Arestegueta back out of the stretch. Off the inside corner, 1-0. Jones, good speed. We barely had time to introduce him before he put a ball in play. But over two seasons with the Aggies of New Mexico State, swapped 18 bases. 1-0 to Torres. Off the outside corner, ball two. Torres, .178 this year. Six home runs in total. Went 3-for-15 with a pair of home runs against the Green Jackets. Both came in one game in the series opener back at the beginning of August. Ahead 2-0. Change up outside. First base open. Arestegueta being patient. Asks for time from Sam Harris to step off and reacclimate himself. A deep breath behind the mound, trying to regain his composure early. Back-to-back singles to start off the third at the bottom of the order, and now a 3-0 count on Torres. A brief check back at second, and the fastball misses high. Four pitches, four balls, and there's two aboard with one out. Arestegueta, for as well as he has thrown since being called up, sometimes you can forget he's just 18 years of age. Command has been spotty at times. It's been better at home than on the road. That's the first walk of the night, and back to the top for Jose De Jesus we go. Fastball off the inside corner to the left-handed center fielder. Make it five consecutive outside the zone, and out goes Harry Owen, the catcher. Between Jones at second and Torres at first, not to mention De Jesus at the bat, there's good speed everywhere across the diamond for Down East in the black and green. Wood Ducks already the beneficiaries of an early miscue from the Green Jackets. Titus Dimitru missed first base, leading off the second inning with what appeared to be a surefire double. He was called out upon appeal by home plate umpire Cam Jones. That's the only man Augusta has come close to putting on so far tonight. Jackets have been flummoxed by Wood Duck pitching all season long, it appears. 1-0-1 to Jesus. Slightly open from the left-hand side. And knocked back foul, 1-1. The Wood Ducks, an offense that can create, and certainly better in the second half, hitting .228 on the year overall. And some of the best pitching in the Carolina League. Dribbled softly to shortstop. Heel has to hurry. Only play is at first, and he gets the out a step ahead of De Jesus. Still a productive AB for the leadoff man as he moves Jones up to third base and Torres to second. Wood Ducks threatening for the first time here with two aboard and two out. Keith Jones did exactly what he was looking to do after a leadoff single and error from Esteban Mejia. But Mejia was cut down at the plate off a phenomenal throw from Junior Garcia. First pitch to Vargas is outside 1-0. Ashedri Vargas grounded out to third base in inning number one, part of that six-pitch, five-strike first inning that kept Arestegueta's count low early. The 1-0 is a slider low and outside. Good backhand by Harry Owen as Keith Jones II is getting a monumental secondary down the third base line. Mason Guerra deep and over towards the line at third. Close enough he could break on a back pick if need be. 2-0 from Arestegueta. Clobbered out to left field, but Junior Garcia was playing deep, and he barely has to move. Garcia gets the first and third outs of the third inning, and two men are left aboard. Down East threatens, the first team to do so, but it's still 0-0 after three.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Three innings, three zeros for both sides, and Thomas Ireland has looked magnificent. Depending on how Titus Dimitru's knock ends up being scored, as of right now, it's a single, the only hit for Augusta. But otherwise, and if that does get changed as to put out, then Ireland would be perfect through three. Back to the top for Luis Guanipa, leading off inning number four. 0-0 ball game, and Guanipa takes the off-speed inside. Right-handed center fielder, still just 18 years of age. There is a lot of youth on this roster, up and down on both sides of the ball. 1-0 from Ireland, off the inside corner. Guanipa, the highest-ranked prospect on the position side left on Augusta's roster, number 11 according to MLB Pipeline as of the midseason update. Ireland's 2-0 is cut through by Guanipa, tips it into the mitt for strike one. Luisa backwards K in the first. He's one of five strikeout victims in nine hitters faced by Thomas Ireland. High leg kick. Inside-out swing and foul down the right field line. That will drift back out of play. Ireland is not quick pitching by the traditional definition, but he is working very, very rapidly. Breaking ball cut back up the middle under the glove of Ireland, and Guanipa has his first hit of the day. Make sure to touch first base and stay there, and so that will be a knock that cannot be taken away. A leadoff base runner on and holding there for the first time in four tries. Second time through the order, Green Jackets trying to enact a bit more effort out of Thomas Ireland. Here's John Heal, Ireland out of the stretch for the first time. Slider at the top of the zone, nothing in one. Heal struck out looking the same way Guanipa did. A 2-2 fastball that ran back to the inside corner. Guanipa 5 of 8 stealing. Shuffles a bit further off of first. Ireland, a slide step to the plate, and the changeup is outside. When the changeup has missed, and it has missed more than the other two pitches have, it has been almost exclusively to the arm side for the left-hander. A miss you can live with when Junior Garcia is the only man who's swinging from that side of the plate. 1-1 on the shortstop, runner goes. Heel pops it back out of play. And Guanipa, a little bit awkward the way he went into second base. He does not look like he's moving at 100%. There's a bit of a hobble in the way he's going back to first base. Guanipa just got back from a calf issue last week, and that's something to monitor. Count 1-2 on John Heal. Ireland a deep breath. One look at first. A second one for good measure. To the plate, the changeup popped out of play. Down the right field line once more. Heal 231 on the year, continues to fight. He has firmly placed himself on the map this season after being a bit of a dark horse last year in the DSL. Another two-strike delivery. Nope, it's a pickoff over to first. Guanipa got caught in between, and he will be cut down going to second. A well-timed pickoff for Thomas Ireland, and once again an out on the bases for the Green Jackets. Those have been far too frequent this year, especially as of late, and the youth that is celebrated so frequently now rears its head once more. Ireland smiles back into the windup and misses around the jawline with the fastball. Ireland has been 89-91 with that hitter, but so much arm side movement coupled with good extension. Back to the 2-2. Check swing at the top of the zone just above, and Heel held up, says Sam Harris. So John Heel, a good at bat to work the count full, but Guanipa cut down on the bases. It's a pickoff and caught stealing, 1-3-4 the putout. Luis is now 5-9. Seventh pitch of the at-bat, inside ball 4. So Heel works the walk, back-to-back men reach, and the pickoff looms a bit larger. You had a feeling Ireland was saving that pickoff for the right time, and after Guanipa went on the ball that was fouled off, it was a question of when rather than if Ireland would go over. Junior Garcia bats left on left, ended the first with a strikeout swinging. Third baseman Mejia in protecting bunt. Ireland picks over to first once again. Thomas Ireland, part of the reason he got Guanipa is he plays very fast and loose with the 45-degree rule. If you think of a 90-degree angle between home plate and first base, bisecting that 45-degree mark, you can't go past that towards home and still pick over to first. Another pick over, Heel going out to second base. The throw is offline, and the call is safe. That was even closer to being a balk. Connor Justice was screaming that it was. Sam Harris did not see it that way, but Heel has the base stolen anyway. The speed of John Heel shows off once again. He's 14 of 16. So Ireland is doing the two things with a runner at first that theoretically should be a balk more often than not. Junior Garcia takes strike one at the top of the zone. Not only is he going 45 degrees or a bit more towards home and then still picking over, he's also crossed the front leg over the back knee, and once you cross, you cannot go over to first base. That's by the letter of the law. Garcia through the left side, a base hit. John Heel coming around third. He's going to get the wave. Jones up with the throw. It is not cut off, and it is not in time. Junior Garcia, an RBI single, and the top of the order comes up. Clutch the Green Jackets lead 1-0. With the shortstop, Ashedri Vargas holding John Heel on at second base. There was a wide open hole on the left field half of the infield, and Garcia goes that direction. Junior's ninth RBI of the year puts the Green Jackets up and ends the run of 32 consecutive scoreless innings against Augusta by Downey's pitching. Here's Titus Dimitru. Second chance to see Ireland. He begins with a changeup off the outside corner, called a strike by Cam Jones. About a ball beyond the corner. We mentioned Brock very good defensively, stealing strikes early from Cam Jones, who will widen out. A lot bigger zone horizontally than vertically for Jones. Dimitru pops the fastball. Out of play, nothing in two. A run with two hits and an error for the Green Jackets. No runs, two hits, and no errors for Downey so far through three. And Titus Dimitru's swing from his last time up has officially been changed to a putout rather than being a single. So Titus is 0-for-1. Nothing in two. Ireland with the hands high above the chin. A long hold in the pitch. Outside, called strike three. Same spot as strike one, not on the plate, but Brock brings it so. Six strikeouts for Thomas Ireland. That's a new season high with Down East. After each of the first three men reached to begin the inning, Ireland doing it all himself, a pickoff and a strikeout. Will Verdung trying to extend the inning. Ireland three looks over at first, picks over, and he's in. And he landed at about 60 degrees there. Connor Justice just shakes his head in disbelief. Sam Harris is right there, between first and second. He's got eyes on the pitcher, but is not seeing what Connor Justice is seeing. Rodung fouls the fastball down the right field side. CJ has been a base coach at every single game this year, and he's coached first 5 out of 6 games. First year as a professional coach for Connor Justice, he's been very adamant about that call with lefties on the mound. Nothing in one to Rodung. Backdoor slider finds the outer edge. 0-2 on the Green Jacket first baseman, who popped out to shallow center his last time up. Green Jackets 1, Wood Duck 0 in the top of the fourth. Augusta, an RBI knock from Junior Garcia, who remains at first base. 0-2 delivery. In on the hands and fisted out of play. Bit of a longer inning here for Thomas Ireland. He's up to 55 pitches through 3 2/3. Not cause for concern immediately, but high enough that there's some action. A couple righties stretching in the pen. Still 0-2 on Will. Too far inside with the fastball. Nobody off the mound just yet for Down East. But if Ireland allows Rodung to reach, that could change quickly, as there's now a righty milling about above the bullpen. Ball and 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Fouled back off the very tip of the twig for Will Rodung. Reaching out beyond the outside corner on the changeup. Good fading action from the left side for Thomas Ireland on the change. And it's been slightly better comparing the two secondaries to each other. Slider versus changeup. Rodung prepared to see a 6-pitch still behind 1-2. Runner goes. Slider called strike 3, and that will end the inning. Back-to-back K's bring Augusta's top of the fourth to a conclusion, but Garcia gets the Green Jackets on the board. He scores John Hill with a single, and Augusta's up 1-0.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets 1, Wood Duck 0 in the bottom of the fourth. We're live with you from Granger Stadium. Built back in 1949, this ballpark has seen semi-pro, high school, handful of different levels of minor league baseball. And it will be once again vacant at the end of this week and this season. Whole lot of history here in Kinston. Casey Cook leading off the bottom half. Luis Arestegueta begins with a high fastball. Just 29 pitches to get through 3 innings for Luis. Got some defensive help last frame to keep it scoreless at the time. Fastball fouled back by Cook, 1-1. Cook, Brock, and Jesus Lopez, 3-4-5 in the middle of the order for Down East, trying to run it back equalized or potentially take their first lead. Fastball outside, ball 2. There are 7 draftees from this year's class out of the Texas Rangers organization here on the Down East roster, none higher than Casey Cook. Down the third base line, past a looking Mason Guerra and into left field. Cook, a big turnaround first. He's heading for second. The throw is offline, and Casey Cook has a double. Former UNC Tar Heel just never stopped going. Testing the arm of Junior Garcia, who already had an outfield assist today, but Junior a bit lazy going towards the line, did not expect Cook to be going. The throw sailed above the head of Wilmer De La Cruz, and Cook reaches second to start off the fourth. Third-round draft pick this year. Been a bit of a slow introduction to pro ball, but a big swing right there to start off the inning. Julian Brock takes strike one on the corner. Catcher lined out to center field his last time up. Well hit, but right at Lee Wisconipa. Beg your pardon. De La Cruz holding the runner Cook on at second. 0-1 in on the hands and foul back. Entering the sunset hours and into the dusk time here in Kinston. No more sun to speak of, so everything under the lights here at Old Granger. Originally Municipal Ballpark when it was built by the fine folks of Kinston. 0-2. Slider tipped off the mitt of Harry Owen. Front door breaking ball. Tied up Brock slightly. He was able to fight it off. Cook extends his lead a bit further off of second base. Arestigate appears back there. A second check, De La Cruz bounces off, and the pitch is driven down the right field line. Titus Dimitru going into foul territory. He will run out of room as it skips into the Mother Earth Pavilion down the right field line. It's 335 to both corners here at Granger, 390 to straightaway center, and a very odd shape on the wall. In the left field corner, it's 12 and a half feet high, and as you move from left to right, in very small increments like a little ladder, it just goes step by step, shrinking slightly until it's 8 feet in the right field corner. Another 0-2. Slider. Wave and a miss. Brock goes down swinging. Arestigueta has his second punch out and the first of inning number four. One on, one out with Cook still out at second base. Jesus Lopez a chance to bring the Wood Ducks back to even. Cook does have solid speed. We'll see if and when they try to get him in motion as he has a very large lead. First pitch on a line out to left field. Garcia drifting back. He makes the catch for the second out. No tag. Back-to-back batters retire. Arestigueta continues to excel at inducing early contact. And was able to knock that one out of play quickly. Pablo Guerrero, a backwards K to end inning number two. The Green Jackets trying to work out of a little bit of early traffic. Cook with the leadoff double, immediately putting a threat aboard. De La Cruz breaks into second base. Arestigueta did not pick it up on the time play. And he's forced to step off and allow Wilmer to reclaim his initial position. Now to the dish. Outside corner with the fastball running back to the outer edge at 92. Luis has built the velocity up a bit more as the game has gone along. Started out 89-90. He's been 90-92 as of late. Nothing and one on Guerrero. Slider off the end of the bat. Popped into shallow left center field. Junior Garcia charging in and makes the one-handed catch. The Wood Ducks get a leadoff two-bagger from Casey Cook but cannot move him past his initial position. Four scoreless for Arestigueta, and the Green Jackets lead 1-0.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
The Wood Ducks have a man throwing in the bullpen, but Thomas Ireland will go back out for a fifth frame of action. Green Jackets able to tag him for two hits, a walk, and a run in the fourth after going 9-up, 9-down to start. Second time through the order, a bit more of a chore for Ireland. He'll see Cade Kern to start off the top of the fifth. Kern struck out swinging back in inning number two. Out of the windup, the high leg kick, and Kern knocks the fastball back into the net, a little bit beyond as well. Cade, a welcome sight, was beloved in the clubhouse and spent a good majority of the team's first half still with Augusta. He'll take the slider inside to even the count. We were certainly thrilled for Kern and his family to get the promotion up, and this will not be the only test he gets at the high A level. You can almost be certain of that. But roster necessity is bringing Kern back down as Pat Cloizzi was challenged by heading up the ladder. 1-1 on Kern. Change up outside. Two balls and a strike. Kern wore number 4 in the first half of the year. He's wearing number 2 as Jake Steeles is the man currently wearing the number 4 jersey. Kern remains in a single digit. Ireland's 2-1 is too far inside for ball 3. Cade, a 17th rounder last year out of Ohio State. Good power from the right-hand side and more speed than you would expect. He can give you good defense in all three outfield slots as well. Drives this one out of play on the right-hand side. 3-2 on tonight's DH. Green Jackets a 1-0 lead, but Ireland has been stingy, not allowing a ton of solid contact. And 6 strikeouts already through 4+, the payoff. Knocked out of play, a defensive swing from Kern, but hung around on that changeup and realized it was too close to lay off of. Ireland's highest strikeout total this season is 8. That came on May 22nd in the Arizona Complex League across 4 innings. 7th pitch is outside, and Kern will draw the walk. Second free pass granted in as many innings by Ireland, and the leadoff man is on once again. 2 hits, 2 walks for the Green Jackets. 1 error committed as well. An E1 from Arestigueta, the pitcher, to start off the third. But then Junior Garcia, a phenomenal toss from left to home to cut down the speeding runner Esteban Mejia. With 0-0 at the time, now 1-0 Jackets. Mason Guerra's second at bat. Begins with a ball off the inner edge. Very close miss, but Julian Brock was set up outside, so had to go across his body. It's a bit of a underregarded portion of pitch framing. Brock is very good when you're close to it, but if it's a big miss, it's hard to adjust on the fly. Change up too far downstairs, 2-0. Guerra's driven in 5 this year, does have 8 walks as well. Still on the early chapters of his pro career. And at one time or the other, he was incredibly highly regarded as a potential prospect. Takes the 2-0 inside, ball 3. Had some phenomenal time in both the Western Canadian League with the Okotoks Dogs and then up in the Cape with the Harwich Mariners. And that put Guerra a bit more on the path of intrigue. Better numbers in the summer than the spring at times, it felt like. The 3-0 from Ireland on the inside corner. Guerra was taking all the way. Mason showed up some phenomenal power at both Oregon State with Okotok and with the Mariners in a league that not just because it's wood bat but also because the breeze tends to be blowing in at every Cape Stadium, not easy to put the ball out of. Still ahead 3-1. Cuts this one down the right field line and it will hook out of play just above the short berm and onto the picnic area. For as long as it's been around, Granger Stadium still holds up well. It has very much the definitive classic feel. and you hope that it will not stay vacant for long. One way or another, you feel like somebody's going to take advantage of Kinston. Ireland's seventh pitch of the at-bat is high. Back-to-back walks of Kern and Guerra to begin inning number five. And that will prompt some movement out of the dugout for Down East. It will be the pitching coach, Thomas St. Clair. Wood Ducks trailing 1-0. And Down East in danger of allowing the Augusta Green Jackets to put a bit more on the board. Harry Owen trying to keep the bottom of the order's luck rolling. St. Clair will bring the entirety of the infield in as well. If it's for bunt defense, Harry Owen is not necessarily the man you need to be worried about. His counterpart on deck, Wilmer De La Cruz, however, certainly is. We've seen Wilmer try to drop bunts down on his own and at the behest of Winston Sawyer in both sacrifice and for base hit situations. Cam Jones out trying to break up the meeting. For now, St. Clair will just ignore him. And St. Clair is attacking this message very strongly. A lot of hand gestures going back and forth between Ireland and Brock. There's multiple men moving in the bullpen. There's a lefty and a righty alike. Tucked down into the left field corner. Mound on the far side looking in at home plate. Harry Owen batting two on, nobody out in the fifth. Ireland out of the stretch to begin. Swatted out to shortstop. Line drive caught in the air. Flipped to second base in time to get Cade Kern. It was hit on a line. Kern froze, did not get back in time, and it is a 6-4 double play to hamstring the threat. Kern froze and then couldn't quite get back in time. Ball was hit right at him. And a situation where you don't have many opportunities. Almost impossible to tell off the bat if that would short hop in or be caught in the air. Vargas goes for the latter. Two outs for the price of one. Man at first and two down for Wilmer De La Cruz. He'll take ball one. Owen expecting a first pitch fastball in the zone. That's exactly what he got and hit it on a line, but hit it in the wrong spot. If that's a couple feet to the left or to the right of the shortstop, Vargas, it's a base hit and potentially a run. 1-0 to Wilmer at the knees to even the count. Fastball heavy in this inning for Ireland as he looks to reclaim his command. Ireland's next pitch will be his 75th of the ballgame. This will likely be the last inning for Thomas Ireland. A brief check at first, the 1-1. Roped foul into the dugout of Down East. De La Cruz struck out swinging his last time up. That ended the third frame. Mason Guerra at first with two strikes and two outs will be off on the swing of De La Cruz. Ireland coming home. Inside corner. Called strike three. De La Cruz shakes his head and spits defiantly in the dirt, but Cam Jones rings him up. Back-to-back walks. Eliminated on the double play and the strikeout. Luis Arestegueta back to work.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Wood Ducks are scoreless through four. Green Jackets a 1-0 lead. Down East has the bottom third of the order, seeing Luis Arestegueta here in the bottom of the fifth. Esteban Mejia, one single and one at bat so far. Drop down a bunt and reach safely. Thinking about bunting again, he'll take a called strike one. Mason Guerra is playing deep at third. Now he'll be a step behind the bag. Worked last time for Mejia. Not showing. Slider low. Luis Arestegueta has been phenomenally efficient through this ballgame. Two pitches into his fifth inning, he's at 43 deliveries, 28 strikes. Rocks into the 1-1 and punched out of play. Right field line has been busy with a series of offerings, both on the concourse and into the parking lot. And Luis at 1-2. Arestegueta went a career-high tying 5 innings 6 days ago as the piggyback arm in Wednesday's loss. One, two on Mejia. Slider foul back once again. Arestegueta looked great in that ballgame up until the fifth. A hit by pitch, an RBI single, and then a two-run homer was all it took in a 3-0 loss for the Green Jackets. Luis has not had much more run support tonight, but does have a 1-0 lead. Slider misses inside 2-2. Arestegueta signed just about 19 months ago out of Acevedo, Venezuela, and has quickly put himself on the map as an intriguing prospect. 2-2 fastball into left center field, sky high. Garcia coming over, quals off Guanipa. Don't often see the left fielder overtake the center fielder, but Luis was playing towards right center, and so Garcia had the shift and a bit shorter of a run. Arestegueta retires the leadoff man for the third time tonight and first since the second inning. And now we'll see Keith Jones the second in his second at bat as a pro, making his debut tonight. He takes ball one outside. First pitch he saw as a pro. Jones went backside, a line drive into left. Got the single, but watched an RBI opportunity melt away as Mejia was cut down at the plate. Back-to-back fastballs missed to the arm side, 2-0. Green Jacket bullpen is behind the right field wall here at Granger Stadium, so it's not a good sight line to know if somebody's throwing. Down the left field line and hooking foul, 2-1 off the bat of Jones. But for now, it appears there's no action, and that's certainly understandable given Arestegueta's pace. Jones, a former teammate of Titus Dimitriou at New Mexico State, spent 2 years with the Aggies before going in the ninth round this season, awaits the 1-1 and takes it inside. Correction is now 3-1. Scoreboard was off a little bit. Fastball fouled out of play. The count goes full on Keith Jones. California native making his way to the Rangers organization. Senior sign in the ninth round. What a phenomenal season this year at the offensive haven of New Mexico State. Arestegueta, breaking ball. On the ground, a shortstop, John Heel charging in. Low throw, Verdung digs it out. Will Verdung, flashing the leather on the short hop, bails out John Heel slightly, and Jones is retired for the first time in two tries. Arestegueta looking for another 1-2-3 opportunity. He's done that on a handful of occasions. This would be his third in 5 tries. And the pitch count remains low. If it can stay low, could be in for another long evening from Luis. Facing Marcos Torres, first pitch is around the ankles of the left-handed hitter. Torres reached on a walk. The only free pass granted by Arestegueta tonight was left at first base in the third. Inside corner, 1-1 from the young righty. Breeze picks up just a tad. You can hear it slightly on the crowd mic. Torres over top of the slider, 1-2. Big sweeping breaking ball continues to be the best of the three offerings, but Arestegueta has had all three deliveries working today. struggled with his command last time he was on the road in Zebulon against the Carolina Mudcats. That has not been the case this evening. The 1-2 from Arestigueta. Below the knees to even the count. Good take from Torres with the top of the order waiting in the wings. A long, deep breath. Luis coming home. Slider tipped into the mitt. Strike three. Harry Owen holds tightly. And five scoreless innings are in the books for Luis Arestigueta. He continues to impress. And the Green Jackets hold a slim 1-0 lead through five.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
A pristine night of baseball from Kinston, North Carolina. You're listening on the Green Jacket Radio Network. I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth. Solid Tuesday night crowd filing in. The final few opportunities. Kinston, one of the smallest markets in minor league baseball. Kinston metro area, just about 20,000 folks. But the diehards are just that, and they love their Wood Ducks. Ballpark that has seen many names, many teams, and many affiliations. Luis Guanipa leading off as Thomas Ireland returns for the sixth. First pitch swinging on the ground to shortstop. Vargas a backhand. And a half step ahead of Luis Guanipa. He's retired on one pitch. Did not expect to see Ireland come back out. He was over 75 deliveries. And he's only gone past the fifth once this year. And that was back in the ACL on June 27th. Likely a batter-to-batter situation. He'll see John Heal now. Heal taking all the way, a called strike one on the outside corner. Walk and a strikeout for Heal. Stole second in the face of a pickoff from Ireland and then scored on Junior Garcia's RBI single. 0-1, back foot slider off the inside corner. Breaking ball has been effective in limited usage for Ireland. Haven't seen it quite as much as you might expect. Ball and a strike on the young shortstop. Changeup cracked out to center field. DeJesus hesitates, now drifts back. Plenty of space, two up, two down. It's been a long, slow road for Thomas Ireland, drafted in 2021 in the 13th round. He's still just 22 years of age, but this is 14th season. 1 year at Polk State Junior College down in Florida. Missed 18 months due to injury last year, up and down between the complex and down east. But solid numbers when he was on the mound. Fastball up 1-0. By virtue of now getting two outs in the sixth, it's a new career high for Thomas Ireland, a 5 2/3. Trying to make it six strong. 1-0 on Garcia, who has the only RBI for either team. He'll take the slider out. Two balls and no strikes. Junior a K and a single, left on left. And just like he did in the FCL, Garcia is hitting left-handers better than right-handers from the left side. Fastball roped to the right-hand side. Second baseman Cook drifting onto the outfield grass, and he puts Garcia away. A briskly paced inning for Ireland. Eight pitches to go 1-2-3, and for the first time as a pro, Thomas Ireland has gone six.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, Whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, WellStar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at WellStar, highly rated by fans like you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer, file fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with...
Arestegueta back to work in the bottom of the sixth. He'll face off against Jose De Jesus at the top of the order. He fouls away the first pitch he sees. One run, two hits, an error for the Jackets. No runs, three hits, no errors for the Woodies. 0-1 to De Jesus, just below the zone. Arestegueta's working quicker than we've ever seen him do so, and it's gone hand-in-hand with a strong level of success. If he can get an out, this will be the longest of his pro career. Misses at the knees once again. 2-1 on De Jesus, who has grounded out twice. Switch hitting center fielder going from the left side, ahead 2-1. And the fastball misses, arm side, ball three. There's a little bit of movement in the pen for the Green Jackets. Jacob Kroger appears to be throwing. It's a lefty and a righty up for Augusta. Arestegueta is at just 62 pitches, but he hasn't gone much more than 70 this year. On the ground towards first base, Will Verdung just inside the bag, steps on it himself ahead of De Jesus. Leadoff man is taken care of. And seven straight Wood Ducks have been retired by Luis Arestegueta. There's movement in the pen for down east. Sidearmer Luke Savage was the one tossing. He has since sat down, but would not be surprised to see him up next. Ashedri Vargas in right on right. Drops a bunt down foul towards the Green Jacket dugout. In a one-run game with good speed up and down the order, down east is playing to get somebody aboard, working the small ball as they attempt to equalize in a pitcher's duel. Vargas is grounded out to third and lined out to left. Arestegueta the windup. Slider hammered out to deep left field. Garcia going back at the track, at the wall, and that ball is gone. Ashedri Vargas with his team-leading 14th homer of the year. And he ties it up one apiece. 46 RBIs on the summer now for Ashedri Vargas. Got a breaking ball that hung from Arestegueta. Oddly similar to the two-run homer that Hyung-Chan hit for Columbia last time Arestegueta threw. And in a 1-0 game, you have to be perfect. That's the one mistake we've really seen from Luis, and it costs him. Game now tied for Casey Cook, who takes strike one in the outer half. Cook originally out of Atlanta, went to high school in Chantilly, Virginia, however. Takes the breaking ball in the outside corner, 1-1. Cook will adjust the batting glove, step out and use his timeout. Casey, part of that Omaha-bound Tar Heel team from this prior season. Slider just outside. Count 1-2 on Casey Cook. Now in a brand new ball game, 1-1 bottom six on the home run from Ashedri Vargas. Slider low. Cook holds the bat back. On the appeal to first, he did not go. Harry Owen grabbed the baseball and put the tag on before he asked for an appeal. Sam Harris quickly saying he did not go around. right there next to him, Jorge Cortez, the first base coach. 2-2 fastball, fouled away. Breeze has been blowing out to right center field early on in the game. It settled down slightly. Vargas did not need any natural assistance. Fastball called strike three, and Casey Cook goes down looking. Arestegueda has dazzled despite striking out just 4 through 5 2/3, and he'll attempt to work his way through the sixth for the first time as a pro. Julian Brock 0-2, a line out and a strikeout, seeing Arestegueda for the third time. First pitch fastball low and out, 1-0. Brock hammered the Green Jackets at SRP Park to the tune of an average up above 450. He'll tip the fastball back off of 0-1-1. It's a bit deeper down the lines here at Granger than it is back home, but the power alleys are a bit more shallow. Fastball in on the hands, roped out of play, 1-2. And the power alleys are exactly where Vargas went. Line shot that just kept climbing over the high wall in left center field. 1-2. Slider off the end of the bat and poked up the middle for a base hit. Nobody covering second. Brock, a big turnaround. Now he'll put the brakes on, but he has a two-out single. First hit for Julian Brock. And with Kroger close to ready in the pen, we'll see where Winston Sawyer wants to go. There is a lefty up at the plate. It's Jesus Lopez. Elvin Nina is going to go out, so it's pitching coach rather than manager looking to make the trek to the hill. Arestegueda whips the hat off in dismay. He'll go back and forth with Elvin Nina. Harry Owen in there as well. But just like last Wednesday, Luis absolutely cruising, and then one key miscue unravels the outing. Arestegueda still an opportunity to escape this inning with the tie intact. A man at first and two down. Echedri Vargas' 14th homer of the year, getting the Wood Ducks on the board. And with this likely to be a bullpen game for both sides after this frame, the bottom of the sixth will prove pivotal. Arestegueda will face Jesus Lopez for the third time. Runner going on the first pitch. Breaking ball outside. Owen's throw is on target, and out is the call. A snap tag from John Heel just ahead of the sliding Julian Brock. And Luis Arestegueda able to work out of the inning. Vargas the homer to tie it up. And Savage coming on to throw. It's a new arm for Augusta when we come back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Wood Ducks go to the pen first, and it's the sidewinder Luke Savage making his 28th appearance in a Wood Duck uniform. Been here for all but one game, had a brief spell in April with the Hickory Crawdads. Primarily sinker slider from a low slot on the right-hand side, an ERA of 4.14 with the Woodies. Dimitru Verdung and Kern looking to put the Green Jackets back in front here in the top of the seventh, a 1-1 ball game after the solo shot from Ashedri Vargas. Titus Dimitru 0 for 2, went down looking his last time up. First pitch swinging on the ground to shortstop. Routine play for Ashedri Vargas. And a quick start for Savage. One pitch, one out in the top of inning number 7. Generally, that's not a successful formula, seeing a sidearmer or a submariner for the first time. When you're getting a new slot and a new form of movement, you often like to see one or two pitches. Will Verdung steps in and does just that. Takes a sinker at the knees for a called strike one. Savage seeing the Green Jackets once again. The 0-1. Slider popped up into center field. DeJesus drifting over to his left, and he cuts in front of the left fielder Torres for the catch. Torres was camped, but DeJesus gets in the way and makes the play. Three pitches, two outs for Luke Savage. Got the win against the Green Jackets on July 31st. Two innings, hit two batters, gave up two hits and one run. But down east, got the job done late. Here's Cade Kern. Whiffs at the slider. Big breaking pitch on the sweeping slide piece. It's nothing in one. First time he's broke that off, and it was a beauty. The 0-1, right back to it, and the Frisbee is fouled back. One of the few sidearmers left in this league. There's a deteriorating number, it feels like. 0-2. Outside for ball one. Breaking ball started off the corner and drove even further. But you always love to see different angles. And Savage, one of the rare sidearmers to work out of the windup. Fourth straight slider outside, 2-2. Savage with both heels on the rubber. Kicks and deals the 2-2. Broken bat right back to Savage. Had to dodge the shrapnel, and he fell off into the perfect spot. Went to his right-hand side. That's where the ball made its way to. And a quick 1-2-3 inning for Luke Savage. Time to stretch. Green Jackets going to the bullpen in a 1-1 ball game.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
One of the best outings of the career is complete for Luis Arestegueta. Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. Arestegueta, 6 innings, 5 hits, just 1 run, but he cannot factor into the decision one way or another. It's up to Jacob Kroger in a tie game late in the 7th. 6th appearance for Kroger, 5th out of the bullpen, 10th rounder out of Maryville University in St. Louis. A 1.8 ERA this year. He'll face Jesus Lopez to start off. First pitch in the dirt and all the way to the backstop as it skips beyond the reach of Harry Owen. Kroger from the left side, fastball, slider, and changeup. 24-year-old has been better against lefties than righties, and he sees back-to-back lefties waiting in the wings. Fouled back, 1-1 by Lopez. Kroger not one to blow you away, 88-92 from the left side. He has struggled with his command at times this year, 11 Ks and 14 walks in 10 innings. Ball and a strike on Lopez, DHing tonight, one of two catchers in the lineup. He pops the slider straight back, 1-2. Lefty's 0-8-3 against Kroger so far this year. 1-2 to Lopez. Chop backwards. He's able to stay alive on the sharp breaking pitch. Wood Ducks made two very late roster moves as Keith Jones was activated right before first pitch. Victor Simeon went up from down east to High A Hickory. A short drive across North Carolina. Kroger waits for the ball boy to return back to his original positioning, and now time is waived altogether by Cam Jones. Lopez, Guerrero, and Mejia trying to unknot this 1-1 game. Out hitting the Jackets 5-2. 1-2, swing and a miss. Fastball high and outside. Lopez trying to cut quickly through the zone, came up short, and Kroger retires the leadoff man. Second team All-American at the D2 level this year, Jacob Kroger was very effective in his five-year career at Maryville, set records galore. Especially on the strikeout side, he'll contend with Pablo Guerrero, 6 years his junior, and missed downstairs with ball one. A lot of fastballs for Kroger, continuing to develop the command of that pitch. Right back to it, this time thigh high. It's popped up down the right field line. Will Verdun gets over towards the wall and realizes that one is out of play. Once you get past first base, you do lose a little bit of space. It's not as prominent or as sudden as it is at places like SRP Park, where all of a sudden you go from a canyon to a trickle. But still enough that Verdun did not quite have the same real estate he might have if it was closer towards home. 1-1 to Guerrero, rifled back up the middle for a base hit, and the go-ahead run is on with one out in the seventh inning. Shot the ground ball right back up the chute. Pablo's got his first hit of the day. Not a lot of speed now at first base, but a runner nevertheless. Esteban Mejia, 1-for-2. Had a bunt single his first time up, then flew out to left in the last chance. Kroger out of the stretch for the first time. Misses inside with the slider to the right-hander. Mejia at third base. That's where you'll see him just about every day this series. Kroger stands very closed in the stretch on the first base side of the rubber. 1-0, crossbody to the inside corner with the fastball. Second baseman Wilmer De La Cruz playing right up the middle. John Heel deep in the six hole as the breeze now has shifted and is blowing out to left. Ball and a strike on Mejia. Kroger to the plate downstairs. There's already movement in the pen for down east as we're deep into the nighttime and nothing but darkness sky high past the 8 o'clock hour. Savage has gone three innings just once this year. Primarily a 1-2 inning reliever, one time through the order. Went 3-up, 3-down in the top of the seventh. 2-1 pitch. Hit hard but foul down the right-hand side. It will skip up and over the fence. Ended up riding right along the rail before it finally reached the steets down the right field line. The crowd that is here is sticking around. Last chance to see the Wood Ducks. Might as well take advantage. Been treated to a good game as well. 2-2, high with the slider to run the count full. Keith Jones waits on deck. Back-to-back lefties hitting 8 and 9 in the form of Jones and Torres. Payoff pitch coming from Jacob Kroger. Runner goes, and it's knocked back foul. Not a great jump from Pablo Guerrero. Had that been strike three, it could have very certainly been a double play. Harry Owens got a great arm, and he already caught a runner stealing today, got Julian Brock to end the previous frame. 1-1 game, bottom seven. Wood Ducks trying to take the lead over the Green Jackets. Seventh pitch of the at-bat, ball four. Back-to-back batters reach on a single and a walk. Two aboard, one down against Jacob Kroger. Was a reliever early at Maryville. Has had to readjust to the bullpen role after he did not see anything but starts his last two seasons with the Saints. Made a spot start last time out in game two of the doubleheader a week ago, went just two innings. as the command was not there really for anybody that threw in that game too. But Kroger certainly found some struggles. He walked five in that game. Elvin Nina trying to settle down the left-hander before he faces Keith Jones the second. Jones one for two, a single and a shortstop ground ball. He's gone to the backside twice. Will go left on left for the first time. Led the Aggies in just about every category this year. Second season with New Mexico after a pair of years at Washington State. Hit 367 with 17 homers and 67 driven in. Just about every potent offensive category, Jones was at or near the top for the team. Takes a first pitch fastball to begin his third at bat. Guerrero at second, Mejia at first. Mejia not being held on, Verdung playing behind the bag. John Heel working in and out the shortstop at second base. 0-1 to Jones. Big cut and underneath the fastball, nothing in two. Jones has an open stance from the left side. He'll use his timeout to reset, granted by Cam Jones. Drop the hands a little bit there. Deep in the box on the left side. Brown bat wiggling back and forth behind the helmet. 0-2. Low and away. Harry Owen comes out of the crouch as it short hopped into his mitt. Took a look back at Guerrero, who's being understandably cautious as he represents the go-ahead run late. Kroger checks back that direction. One more for good measure. Now the 1-2. Slider just outside. Did not get the call from Cam Jones. Right around the edge, but might have spun off the corner. And Jones evens the count 2-2. Not a ton of swing and miss in the profile for Keith Jones. Even count for Kroger. High leg kick at home. Called strike three at the knees. Right around the bottom of the zone. Harry Owen able to get low and bring it right back up. Cam Jones rewards him. Second strikeout of the frame for Kroger. Two on, two out for Marcos Torres in the biggest at bat of the night so far. Wood Ducks out hitting Augusta 6-2, but still just one run for each team. Left on left, Torres begins with a fastball downstairs. Fastball has good life for Kroger. Gets some good hop at the top of the zone. Kroger wants a new baseball, doesn't like the one he was returned. Guanipa playing very deep in center. Dimitri the same in right. Junior Garcia, the most shallow of the three outfielders, over in left on the backside. 1-0 to Torres. Upstairs. Oh, and a bit more of an overt frame. Tried to plop that one back in. If Torres can reach base, switch hitter Jose De Jesus will flip around to the right side. 2-0 to Torres. In on the hands, fouled back. Kroger 89-91 on the gun. Neither arm used by both teams so far has been about the velocity. Ireland and Savage for Down East, Arestigueta and Kroger for Augusta. Two balls and a strike on Torres. Down the left field line and foul, 2-2. Green Jackets have not publicized their rotation for the week. There's plenty of options. But just trying to sort out, especially with a ton of young arms, exactly who needs to throw and when they need to do so. Two balls and two strikes with two on. High and outside, looked like it misfired out of the hand. Bit of an awkward release for Jacob Kroger. And with the count full, both Guerrero and Mejia will be moving on the pitch. Almost looked like Kroger wrapped around the fastball on the release and then hooked it to the glove side. Green Jackets have movement in the bullpen. It's a right-hander. I believe it's Juan Sanchez. The 3-2 to Torres. On the ground to the right side. Backhanded by Wilmer De La Cruz. He does not have a play at first. Makes the throw to the plate, and Guerrero is tagged out. That's heads-up baseball from Wilmer De La Cruz. Marcos Torres flying out of the box, and rather than taking the risk, it's an out at the plate for Wilmer De La Cruz, a 4-2 putout. Carlos Maldonado is going to come down and argue whether or not Harry was blocking the plate, but we're going to take a break as Savage returns for the top of the eighth.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
We have a 1-1 ball game in the top of the eighth. Luke Savage, a brisk 1-2-3 seventh, earns him a second inning, but there's arms available and moving in both pens behind the first reliever. Green Jackets, one run in the top of the fourth. Junior Garcia, an RBI single after a walk and steal from John Heal. Down East got a solo shot from Ashedri Vargas in the sixth to force a no decision into the hands of Luis Arestegueda. Mason Guerra leading off against Savage. First pitch sinker misses inside. Good deal of arm side run, as to be expected, from a parallel slot to the ground. Then to the Frisbee slider off of it. Guerra way out in front, a ball and a strike. Sweeping slider around 80, fastball in the upper 80s. Out of the windup, 1-1. And the breaking ball just buckles Guerra. Can't pull the bat through the zone. Ended up center cut. Anything that turns that sharp might as well have a blinker on it. 1-2. The pitch to Guerra. Back to the slider. Too far inside. Front door slider from that slot works very well. Starts off behind the batter, but didn't come all the way back in. Guerra widens out. 2-2. Check swing on the sinker. Appeal over to first. And Guerra went around. In on the hands. And Mason Guerra ends up looking silly. First strikeout for Savage after two groundouts and a pop-up back in the seventh inning. Harry Owen 0-for-2, a pop-up to first and lined into a scorching double play back in the fifth. He takes the slider low and outside. Harry had two on, nobody out after back-to-back walks, attacked the first pitch he saw and barreled it, but right at the shortstop. Sinker at the knees, 1-1. Savage, complete control right now of sinker and slider alike. And it's beautiful to watch when you have that. Back to the sinker, on the ground right side. A diving stop from Cook. Gets up and throws wildly to first. Harry Owen will reach and not go past there. Off the bat, did not look like Casey Cook was going to need to dive. Just for safety, he goes down to a sprawl. Had plenty of time with the catcher running to get up, set, and throw. He did the first and the third, but never set himself. And what could have been a bit of a web gem turns into an E4. Green Jackets get a base runner for Wilmer De La Cruz. Third baseman Mejia playing in. Wilmer first pitch swinging, fouls the sinker back over the dugout of Down East. Savage out of the stretch for the first time. Wilmer has struck out twice. Grateful to flip back around and hit from the left side. The only switch hitter active on the roster for Augusta. Breaking ball knocked wide of first, nothing in two. Floating its way in towards the body of the left-hander. Nobody has put good wood on a pitch from Savage so far. Lefties do hit Savage better than righties. 250 to 218, and Wilmer will use his timeout. Luis Guanipa on deck, representing the top of the order. Go-ahead run on at first with one out in the eighth inning. Every run, every runner just feels that much more important. And Wilmer got hit. A crossbody delivery from Savage. He hooked the slider way beyond its intended target. And De La Cruz wore that one in the thigh. Take it firsthand. When you're working from anything parallel or below, everything in your momentum and your movement and your windup have to be synchronized at the same time, because little misses and misfires that you can get away with over the top are emphasized when you drop down. Savage closed himself off a bit more than he would have liked to, ended up turning underneath. You could see the core fly open a bit early, and that forced Savage to get underneath the breaking ball. You get under a slider, and one of two things are going to happen from that slot. Either it's above the eye line and you send your catcher into the high jump, or you do what happened to De La Cruz and being a lefty. Two on, one out for Guanipa. First pitch slider is pummeled down the right field line, but well fouled. Savage able to double back to the breaking ball there, and now you can change your eye line a little bit. The starting point differs with a right-hander in. 0-1 to Luis. Back to the slider, fouled away again, nothing in two. Guanipa 1-for-3, singled, and was then caught stealing in the fourth on a pickoff. Green Jackets 2 aboard, with the outfield decently shallow and the catcher out at second. It's not a guarantee that a ball to the outfield scores a run. 0-2. Slider to the right side. That will get through for a base hit. 0 to third. Stop sign is put up as Torres fires to the cutoff man. Multi-hit day for Luis Guanipa, and the bases are loaded. After the strikeout to start the frame of Guerra, E4 hit by pitch and single. And John Heal steps in a key spot. Guanipa's got two of Augusta's three hits. Fourth multi-hit game for Luis. Corners in, middle, back on heel. 0-for-2 with a walk. First pitch bounce to the first baseman. Throw comes home for Guerrero. Gets the lead out there and nothing further. That's why you bring the infield in, especially with a ground ball pitcher on the hill. Heel reaches on the fielder's choice. Owen is out at the plate. Two down, bases loaded. Now it's Junior Garcia. Heel attacking the first pitch he saw, active so early in the count, and got jammed. Put the barrel to where the pitch started rather than where it ended, and got handcuffed in around the handle. Garcia, a big swing on the sinker, over top, nothing and one. 89 with depth and run for Luke Savage, pride of Texas Christian University. Undrafted Horn Frog, ahead, nothing and one. Same pitch, same result. Garcia, another long swing. It's 0-2. Jackets had bases loaded, one out. Savage trying to tightrope out of danger. The 0-2. Downstairs, good adjustment from Garcia. De La Cruz at third was hit by a pitch. Guanipa at second, the only hit of the inning. Heel reaching on the fielder's choice, where Owen was cut down at home by Pablo Guerrero. Three straight sinkers, the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Savage gets Garcia fishing, drops a little extra sink onto the baseball. And the Green Jackets leave the bases loaded. To the bottom of the eighth we go. Kroger back to work, trying to keep the game tied as we head towards the ninth.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
We're into the bottom of the eighth, and both sides still with just one run here on the Green Jacket Baseball Network from Kinston, North Carolina, the first of six ball games to close out the 2024 slate. Neither of these teams are playoff bound. Augusta long past eliminated. Down East, magic number to be knocked out is two with four teams in front of them. Jose De Jesus facing Jacob Kroger to start off the bottom half. He'll cut through the fastball to make it 0-1. De Jesus 0 for 3 with 3 groundouts. Switch hitter now hitting from the right side for the first time. Late on the fastball once again, 0-2. De Jesus 277 on the year. Very low slugging percentage, but high on base. Kroger's 0-2. Check swing. On the appeal to first, he did not go. Look close on the location as it was. Cam Jones says neither of them. Kroger still ahead, 1-2. Ladled out beyond second base, and De Jesus drops that one in for his first knock of the night. Able to just guide the ball into the shallow outfield grass on a fastball. Caught a bit more of the plate than Kroger would have liked. And the go-ahead run is on late to start off inning number 8. Ashedri Vargas is the entire offense for Down East right now. 1-for-3 day, but the solo blast, the only run accounted for by the Wood Ducks. Home run number 14 for Down East. Kroger picks over to check on De Jesus, unsuccessful. De Jesus is 5 of 9 stealing base. He's at the top of the order more for the bat than the speed. Leaning slightly towards second. First pitch fastball is knocked back out of danger by Vargas. Ashedri saw a middle slider from Luis Arestigueta and just roped it into the left center gap. It continued to carry and found the opposite side of the fence. The 0-1 upstairs. Vargas just continues to show off the extra base power. It hasn't been the best of years for Ashedri Vargas. At times, at least, he's gone through cold spells. He's hit the Green Jackets well. Vargas underneath the slider, 1-2. Breaking ball stayed up, but actually was above the zone. Vargas is now 12 for 30 against the Green Jackets with 4 home runs. Kroger picks over. It was read by the runner De Jesus, and now that's 2 disengagements for Jacob Kroger. Next one, of course, has to be successful, or it is a balk. Still 1-2 on Vargas. Popped up and beyond the dugout. Tomorrow, lefty Josh Trenadu gets the ball for Down East. Green Jackets saw him as a reliever. Can be hard to pick up at times. Very good slider for Trenadu. Another 1-2, runner goes. Slider outside. Owens' throw is not in time. And a stolen base for De Jesus, his 6th of the season. Once Kroger had disengaged twice, the advantage was firmly in the hands of the runner, and De Jesus picks the right time and the right pitch to go. 2-2 the count on Vargas. Go-ahead run in scoring position with nobody out. Kroger a long look back. De La Cruz is at the bag. The pitch comes, and it's lined into center field. That's got to be down for a base hit. Runner gets the wave. Guanipa the throw. It will not be cut off, and out at the plate. Guanipa shows off the hose. Once again, Carlos Maldonado wants to argue about blocking the plate. And if this stands, it's the 3rd out at home of the night. Shedri Vargas gets the single and makes it up to second base, but Luis Guanipa cuts down the runner at home for the first out of the inning. Guanipa got to that ball quickly, had all the momentum behind him, and Owen able to make the play and put the tag on. Wasn't all that close either. Same situation now with a slightly faster runner at second and a lefty at the plate in Casey Cook. 1-for-3 day for Cook. He'll take a fastball high. Second baseman entered the night hitting 203 on the year. Had driven in just 3 so far. First game against the Green Jackets. Had not been activated when the two previously met. Slider down 2-0. 19th pro game for Cook. Had just his 3rd extra base hit last time up. Walk, strikeout, and double. Correction, ground out, strike, and double for Cook. 2-0. Off the inside corner, nearly got a piece of the left-hander. First base is open. But the dangerous cleanup hitter, Julian Brock, is on deck. Would also be lefty against righty whenever Brock comes to the dish. 3-0, Cook taking all the way. It's a strike on the outside third. Green Jackets have not announced who will have the ball tomorrow. And likely will not until the morning. Kroger against Cook, the 3-1. Chop towards first and foul down the right field line it goes. A lot of times you'll see the first base coach attempt to make a play. Not there. Might as well keep yourself safe if you have the opportunity. So Jorge Cortez just backing away. Green Jackets had a couple arms heading to the bullpen as it was, so they'll sprint out to grab that. That is the one downside to not having the ball knocked down by Cortez. Full count on Cook. Big lead out at second for Shedri Vargas, dancing back and forth. The fastball is low, and Cook is on base. Every man has reached so far in the 8th. First and second, one down in a tie ball game for Julian Brock, who's 1-for-3. Singled and was caught stealing his last time up with Luis Arestigueta still on the hill. Final man to see Jacob Kroger tonight. Force at every base, the first pitch drilled up the middle under the glove of De La Cruz. Too hot to handle, and Vargas is going to come home and score. If De La Cruz makes the backhand, it's a routine double play. Instead, he whiffs, and Brock has an RBI single. De La Cruz couldn't get the body in front, was in the right location. That was a bullet back at the melon of Jacob Kroger. He had to lean out of the way. And Wilmer, who was in a perfect spot, tried to move his body away from the ball and go for the backhand. Slightly defensive on the reaction and paid the price. Down East takes their first lead of the day. Men at first and second still for Jesus Lopez. Slider hooked foul, nothing in one. Initially, that is being called a fielding error rather than an RBI single. So it will stand as an E4 for the moment. And an unearned run will be charged on Jacob Kroger. Nothing in one on Lopez. A long look out at second from Kroger. Fouled back on the high slider, 0-2. Two runs, 9 hits, an error for Down East. A run on 3 hits with 2 errors for the Green Jackets. The Augusta offense has been quiet, save for the 4th. And now they'll be trailing uphill in the 9th inning. 0-2. Popped up towards third base. Guerra drifting over. Not much territory, and it's back foul. Wood Ducks a run in the 6th on Vargas' solo shot, and it's a Shedri who scores the 2nd run of the day for Down East. On what is still being called an E4. Bit of a surprise, but the Green Jackets will take it. At least Kroger will. Left on left for Lopez. Fastball foul back once again. Not a ton of whiffs for either team. Lot of foul balls on both sides. The whiffs have often been for strike three and often have been for the Green Jackets. Fifth pitch of the at-bat is swung through and missed. Lopez out in front of the slider. Third strikeout for Jacob Kroger through an inning and two-thirds. Kroger has thrown 48 pitches to get through an inning and two-thirds, and Winston Sawyer is coming out to make a move. Pablo Guerrero can hammer left-handed pitching, and so Winston is going to the pen and pulling out a right-hander. Kroger still responsible for the two men on base, and whoever the new arm coming in has an uphill task.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets with another Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. Caden Morton coming out for his 16th appearance in a role that he's become relatively accustomed to. Last four outings for Caden, he's come on mid-inning with a man in scoring position. Overall this year has stranded 6 out of 10 runners. 1-5 record, 26 Ks in 34 innings, and he faces Pablo Guerrero, who's 1-3. Morton fastball slider changeup from the right-hand side. Of course, as we've talked about at length this season, converted outfielder, first season as a pitcher, first time he's thrown off the mound since his high school days, graduated back in 19. Two on, one in, and two out in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch breaking ball misses outside for Morton. Wood Ducks leading 2-1, having scored on an RBI single from Julian Brock that was then switched to an E4. Morton with two aboard and two down, the 1-0. High fastball, ball two. Anywhere from 88 to 92 on the heater for Caden Morton. He was up to 94 at home last series. Got his first win back on August 29th. Behind 2-0 on Pablo. Guerrero takes a mammoth hack way up in the sky, but very much foul. Got underneath the high fastball. Caden gets good ride on the heat at the top of the zone. And that's been where he's the most successful. Lefties have been a problem. Guerrero, and then if he gets on Mejia, both from the right side, and then you will see three straight lefties in Jones, Torres, and DeJesus. Two balls and a strike. Morton kicks and deals outside with a breaking ball. Pulled the slider to the glove half, 3-1. Each of the three misses outside the zone. Not particularly close for Caden. Walk loads the bases and brings up Esteban Mejia, who's been on base twice in three tries. 3-1. In on the hands and fouled off the front leg by Guerrero. Got jammed on the high and tight heat. Full count means that both runners will be moving. Casey Cook at second worked a one-out walk against Jacob Kroger. Julian Brock had the single that was then changed to the E4. Full count offering coming from Caden Morton. Called strike three outside corner. Morton continues to be at his best with men on base. He once again leaves two aboard, now stranded 8 of 12 this year. But the Downeast Wood Ducks get the job done. Bring home a run on an error, unearned though it may be. Going to the bullpen one final time and trying to put the icing on the cake for an early victory.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Luke Savage's day is done. He's in line for the win after two scoreless innings. And so Carlos Maldonado hands the ball to Joey Danielson in his first professional save attempt. 2-1 Wood Ducks in the top of inning number 9, putting up one run unearned in the bottom of the 8th to take the lead. Danielson, 17th rounder this year out of North Dakota State, 23 years of age, so he's got some experience on him. And he's been perfect. 4 2/3 scoreless in 4 games thrown. All out of the bullpen. 2 wins, no losses, and an average of 133 against. Just 2 hits given up for Joey Danielson. On a pair of days of rest, threw twice in the Myrtle Beach series. 2 2/3, a hit and a win. Just 3 strikeouts in 4 2/3, but limits the contact very well. So he'll see the Green Jackets for the first time. And will do so in the middle third of the order. Dimitru, Verdung, and Kern, 3 straight right-handers. Titus 0-3. Danielson closed out of the stretch to start. First pitch swinging on the ground to shortstop. Routine play for Ashedri Vargas. And another first pitch out for the Green Jackets. Titus has done that twice in the 2 times he has led off an inning. And Augusta's aggression early continues to come back to bite them. Danielson sinks the fastball underneath the hands of Dimitru. And the Wood Ducks are 2 outs away from a series opening victory. Will Verdung 0-3. He takes a fastball at the knees. 92 with a good deal of arm side run. Danielson 5 years with the Bison of North Dakota State. Brings the 0-1 off the inside corner to even the count on Verdung. Has good movement to dream upon. Decent strikeout numbers in each of his last 2 years. The 1-1 on the outside corner, ball and 2 strikes. ERA wasn't enthralling for Danielson, but certainly a good profile to build upon. Ahead 1-2. Fastball looped into shallow center. DeJesus charging in. 2 outs. Verdung got jammed and got underneath the fastball. That ball moves so much to the arm side for Danielson. It's incredibly difficult to barrel. Cade Kern in his first game back with the Green Jackets represents the final hope. Kern 0-2 with a walk. Also struck out and bounced out to the pitcher. Danielson kicks and deals, misses outside. Looked like a cut slider going to the glove half. Right on right for Kern. Danielson on the third base side of the rubber. In on the hands, 1-1. Kern slightly open on the right side. The 1-1 coming from Joey Danielson. Bounce towards shortstop. Ashedri Vargas has time. A looping throw in time. And that is the ball game. Joey Danielson gets his first pro save. And the Wood Ducks take a 2-1 win. A briskly played ball game. And the Green Jackets cannot muster offense save for one inning. Two runs, nine hits, an error for Down East. 1-3-2 for the Green Jackets. And the Ducks score once in the sixth, once in the eighth, and get the job done. A ball game that took just 2 hours and 6 minutes to get through was dominated by the pitching on both sides. The starters, Luis Arestigueta and Thomas Ireland, both going six innings and allowing just one run. For both of them, it's arguably the best outing of their respective pro careers. Jacob Kroger takes the loss. He's now 0-1. That's his first professional decision. Four hits, two walks. So there were base runners aplenty, but in the end, it was an unearned run that proved to be his undoing. That run coming home off the bat of Julian Brock with two men aboard. First and second, one out. It was a scorching ground ball back up the middle that short hop beneath the mitt of Wilmer De La Cruz. A tough play to be certain, but clearly quantified as a play he should have made as he gets saddled with the error, and thus Kroger gets saddled with the loss. Luke Savage the victory. He allowed just one hit and one hit batsman in two innings. Had both of his pitches working and was very stingy in limited time. Green Jackets fall to 19-40 in the second half and 0-7 against the Down East Wood Ducks. Savage on the year is now 3-4 with Down East. We will have coverage exclusively here on the Green Jacket Baseball Network for the rest of this series. 6:30 start time each of the next two nights. TBD going for the Green Jackets, not to be confused with TD, the Rally Turtle back home. Still to be determined, but we know we'll see Josh Trenadue out of College of Southern Idaho getting the ball for his second appearance against Augusta. And we look forward to seeing what he can do in a bit more of an extended role. Five games remaining in the 2024 season, and the Green Jackets will look to bounce back tomorrow and end the summer on a high note. Been a series and a year full of ups and downs, but with five games still to play, and plenty of gorgeous weather for the most part in the foreseeable future. We look forward to bringing you the final chapter, at least for now, in the storied history of Granger Stadium. In our first look, it's a bit dated, but it is a gorgeous place to take a ball game in. And if you're in the area, we certainly recommend you come out and see us for these final five ball games. But if not, we're here on the Green Jacket Radio Network. I've been Noah Adcock-Howarth. 2-1 is your final. Another pitcher's duel goes south for Augusta. The Green Jacket offense can't quite muster enough to keep pace and fall 2-1 to open up the set against Down East. See y'all tomorrow, and thank you so very much for being with us.